Today is February 27th, and I'm charging the Labradorite pieces, the first round of 19 pieces. And I want to explain a little as I do this, a little bit about the process, but primarily about what Labradorite does and how programming it or charging it, investing the energy that I'm putting into it, like what that does, and then also how tips on using it. Tips on effectively using The shimmery, shiny part of it has to do with some layers of minerals within the rock matrix. So with labradorite, the matrix is essentially green, though it often appears gray and is translucent. With spectrolite, which I will work with soon, the matrix is black. And also spectrolite has all the colors in all the pieces, or at least, potentially, while labradorite doesn't have every single color of the spectrum, hence the name spectrolite. But this term, labradorescence, is applied to this shimmery nature of the layers of minerals within it that are within the matrix that make the shiny, happy, wonderful shininess that makes labradorite so surprisingly and stunningly beautiful. So, looking at that symbolically, you look at it from a certain angle, and the matrix is greenish gray, greenish or grayish. When you find the right light, when you get the right angle to reflect the light to you, a spectacular display of inspiring colors reveal themselves. So looking at that symbolically, looking at that physical trait symbolically, using labradorite can help you alter your view and find that angle on something that explains it to you. Pardon my sniffling and my voice. I've been sneezing this morning, even as I'm charging. Just a little bit of a sinus thing. So as I've been talking about labradorite the last few months, saying I'm going to be polishing and charging pieces, the idea has been, and I've mentioned, to enhance acutely intuition. And lately, I've been telling my students in my intuitive skills development classes that it will support them in developing and relying on symbolic sight, which is the ability to see a thing, a situation, a dynamic, and its cause simultaneously. What is the purpose of this thing in my life that I don't like? We'll always ask it about things we don't like. We should ask what the purpose is about the things we do like too. But what is the purpose of it? And the linear logical mind, which most of us identify with most of the time, has a reason. There's a logic, there's a rationale. But that linear logical mind is not tapped into multiple layers of reality. The linear logical mind believes that it is your consciousness, but you have physical, energetic, emotional awarenesses as well, not just linguistic, verbal, conceptual, logical ways of seeing things. So, labradorite on its own may enhance intuition. The way I'm charging it will acutely stimulate that part of you that can see into other levels of reality. Doesn't mean you will be lost or suddenly you'll be 100% psychic, or it doesn't mean you'll be a space cadet. That's not the kind of thing we're talking about. We're talking more about a sixth chakra stimulation as opposed to a seventh chakra stimulation, which can have us be spacey. Activating the sixth chakra can often be about the linear logical mind, and that doesn't, over activating that or really stimulating that powerfully doesn't often serve us because the linear logical mind doesn't know what the rest of us needs, or it doesn't care, or it's not tuned or trained to care. But the Labradorite will activate the part of your sixth chakra, essentially right brain, left brain balancing, so that you can use them both together instead of trying to figure everything out with the left brain. What will happen is there will be some bouncing back and forth, some volleys between right and left brain until right brain is brought up to speed, more balanced. And if you are a heavily right-brained person, intuitive, creative, definitely type B. We hear a lot about type A people who are driven and successful and but type B people who are more relaxed and artistic and creative and that go with the flow. If you're already one of those people, this will help you come into balance as well. So it's kind of like a brain balancer, a consciousness balancer, the way that they are being charged by me and my friends, my unseen friends. So one of the things about symbolic sight is to see the cause of a thing simultaneously with the thing. The linear logical mind can struggle when we are stressed because it engages to try to figure out what's wrong or how to fix it, and to assign reasons to why this thing has gone wrong. And it will, while it's trying to fix something, it will also focus on setting up alarms for later to make sure it doesn't happen again. Well, this is very stressful. So let's say that a confusing or stressful situation or painful dynamic A has arisen, and it hurts, or it's confusing, or it's stressful. Hence the adjectives. I think you get that. Your brain will try to figure out why and say, well, it looks like these six things happened leading up to that. Oh, you know what? No, I have to go back a little further. These seven things happened. Okay. Well, so if I see any of those things again, or if I see the first three come up again, I will stop it in its tracks and I will not have to recreate this through not being smart, right? And there's the judgment that comes in that if we're in pain or if we have something confusing happening, we must have done something wrong. Maybe we're being punished, or maybe we deserve it because we didn't do something well, didn't do something right. We're not smart enough. We didn't prepare enough. We knew better. All these things that come in with the linear logical mind. And yet, always, in every single case of something meaningful happening to us, something impactful, there is an alternate view. Why would this be in my life? Why would this be here? The answer is not that I made this mistake and therefore I have to deal with these shitty consequences. That's not it. You are vibrating things to you. You are a vibrational, you are an energetic being sending out signals. If you regret situation XYZ from 30 years ago, and you have not forgiven yourself and let it go, you are, in one corner of your being, vibrating that regret. If you feel ashamed about something you did 5,000 years ago, when you were a laundress in ancient Egypt, anyway, it's for this life and it's for other life. It's things in our fields that we're vibrating, this life and other life. If you're vibrating shame or guilt, then you're vib then from the past, and you haven't forgiven that and let it go and accepted the higher, the bird's eye view on it, then you are in the position of vibrating that now. So to use these Labradorite pieces that I'm charging effectively, I invite you to decide that you are willing to align with the truth that everything that is in your life is there for a reason. That's the first part. To assume this, even if you do not understand the reason. And the second part of it is to commit to seeing that reason, to being open to seeing what that reason may be. Now, if you say, I'm going to solve this thing no matter what, there's the linear logical mind forcing itself into gear. Because this is stressful, this is confusing, this is painful. If, on the other hand, you say, I'm committed to figuring out why this situation that is confusing, painful, or stressful is in my life, what purpose it may serve, why might I have vibrated this to me? If you do that and you're open to it, you give your intuition a chance to work. People ask me, how can I talk to my spirit guides? And I say, let's talk about what you fear. Because your fears block the support that's always trying to get through to you. Meaning, you know, somebody says, why aren't my guides talking to me? Dude, your guides are constantly talking to you. What you are afraid of, what you have guilt or shame about, what you regret, what still hurts where you haven't brought compassion, forgiveness, and the power of generating compassion and forgiveness that comes through the heart. Loving power is your divine power. If you have not accepted that and embraced that power, then you cannot hear that guides are constantly trying to intervene with you. They are constantly showing you things. They are constantly setting up synchronicities. If you are in fear or pain modes, then your linear logical mind takes over and prevents you from being in that synchronistic flow. Prevents you from being aware of the nudges that your spirit helpers are constantly sending you. Spirit helpers, spirit guides, angels, whatever, you know, whatever, ascended masters, what they do different things. One of the ways that we can experience that, their input, their not being a smart aleck, but their interference, right? They are stepping in and saying, hey, let me help this. Let me help you push this to a resolution, or let me stimulate the arc of your direction toward evolution. Is in intuition. So you are intuitive, and sometimes they trigger things. So decide that, if you're going to use one of these laboratory pieces, decide that you are open to seeing the causes of things, and that you are willing to let those the answers to your questions unfold. Decide that you're not willing to force answers to come to you or to force resolutions, because you must relax in order to allow things to be clear. Those of us who have these grooves of right brain, left brain balance, immense creativity is waiting to be experienced and expressed. In different ways lately, I've been talking about balancing masculine and feminine, charging the Shiva Lingam stones, and in the MP3 that I put on that page on my site, I talk about shamans needing to be balanced, to travel between worlds, psychic mediums, masculine and feminine, more or less balanced within them. And this is a skill we all can come to. If we accept our assertive nature as well as our receptive nature, and we work with them, and we're in tune, and we're in our bodies, you know, it has been traditionally that certain, in shamanic traditions, that certain people are born with that balance more or less in play, and they are singled out to be travelers between worlds. That is part of our collective human history regarding this. But as it turns out, there are skills and tools that can open anybody's intuition, or can teach that person to open his or her own intuition to become more balanced. So using a labradorite doesn't mean you're, like I said, going to be overnight psychic. It doesn't mean that you're going to want to be a shaman or a channel or an energy worker or anything like that. But to balance and to even out your consciousness between the two sides of your brain, is extremely powerful. As I mentioned with the Shivalingam stuff, balancing masculine and feminine leads to true power because you have access to both energies and you act when the time is right. Regarding the at the right time for the right reasons in the right way, you have this sense of, I have these choices. Let me see what the best use of this is. Let me feel. The Shivalingam, a lot of it is body-centered power, feeling, you know, what this is. It's about consciousness, but with the Labrador, it is more about conscious awareness than the Shivalingams. To be aware of the cause of a thing that you are experiencing. Why is this pattern coming to me? You know, what? Here's some examples. Why do I attract addicts? Why do I attract people who are self-destructive? That's one kind of idea that I definitely hear from clients and friends at times. Why do I attract people who feel ambiguous about their sexuality? That's something that's happened for me. You know, and I had been frustrated for years before I saw why. Why does my family member always try to get me to do this, or always try to enroll me in some blah blah blah? Or why does this person always criticize me like this? Why does my partner? Why does my child? Why does my boss? Why does my coworker? Why does my friend talk about herself but never ask me how I am? Literally, anything that stresses you out in your life, there is an energetic cause that is meaningful for your evolution. For me, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I'm going to say it. If you watch my videos or you see me teach, I have a very limited wardrobe for the reason I'm about to explain to you. Now, I have Venus and Libra on the ascendant, and I want to look sharp. I have Mars Uranus in the first, so I don't want to adhere too much to convention, but I do want to look sharp. For years, including up to this last October, when I would buy new clothes that I liked and I felt were, you know, whatever, enhanced me, you know, enhanced my attractiveness or made me look good in general. Literally within hours, something would happen that would ruin the nice clothes forever. This happened for, probably almost 20 years since I was in college. And I realized that sometimes I wanted to look nice, but I felt like this thing was outside of my control. Venus in the 12th, right? I want to be attractive, but who knows? These things keep happening. And the last straw was in October when I went to the Metaphysical Expo in Vancouver, British Columbia, and I bought some new clothes so I could stand at this booth for 3 days and talk about my work and feel good about how I looked, because mostly at home I'm wearing running shorts and gray t-shirts. I have some blue and green ones too, but a lot of gray t-shirts because it's very utilitarian. And I'm not distracted by bright colors as I channel and do all my work and, a lot of work with energy in the mind and writing. And so it's very basic. I work at home. I don't need to look nice, right? And this lady I met from Australia had brought some soup. She and the people she had a booth with had some soup, and she offered me some of this vegetarian soup. And I said, yeah, that's really kind. Thank you. First bite, I spill some on the shirt. And I got really upset. I hid it because I was standing there in this place, right? And I came home, and this the last straw. So I put the shirt aside. I was like, I can't deal with trying to get this stain out. I can't deal with it anymore. Because it was within 2 hours of putting the shirt on. And when I went back to it, I just dabbed it with cold water, and it went away immediately. And this was months later. And I'm a little embarrassed about that because this is simple logic. People know how to clean clothing. But I've just had this thing, and so this one was not irreparable, unremovable, but I've had this pattern with it. So anyway, patterns like that, to see why that is, You know, and again, how my mother treats me, how my sister treats me, why my partner responds to me in a certain way, why I have this issues with neighbors or community, like anything like that, you can see the cause behind it. You can see the cause behind it. In that case, I saw that I have a fear about looking like a loser who can't keep his clothes clean, because I have an attachment to being presentable. I keep manifesting this problem. So then I have that information, then I can go back and I can alter that expectation, that pressure I put on myself about how I look. Anyway, the point is you see a pattern, you see the reason behind a pattern, and then you can make a different choice. So the Labrador, these charged, that's a long tangent for, anyway, this charged Labradorite is fantastic for seeing behind things. Now the point is that you are less stressed, and in the main that you are less reactive. You do not need to be angry or upset that a certain situation is in your life. Recognize, like commit to this truth that everything you experience comes to you because you're vibrating it to you. When you are less reactive, you are less fearful. You have less fear within you. If you work with other crystals that I've programmed and charged, then you can really ground into deeper chakras and really be in your body and see where you have free will and really connect with, and that would be charged tiger iron, red jasper, and or onyx. And also the Shivalingams, I guess all the other four that are available at this point, would be for, in different ways, activating, grounding, opening, clearing, empowering lower chakra parts of you. So seeing, being willing to see through. So part of the other intention I want you to work with is to see through the fog of mind, to intentionally choose and commit to seeing through the smoke screens, essentially. Like it looks like fog sometimes. My mind's going in circles. Why can't I figure this out? It's actually smoke screens. Your mind doesn't want to let any other part of you figure it out, because if you relinquish control of the linear logical mind, it perceives you will die. It perceives it will die. I can't stop trying to control this. I can't let go of this, that kind of thing. But why does this happen? Why does this happen? Sometimes I go around in circles with clients, and I do what I can to just calmly come back to the same thing over and over again. This will only change if you look at it in a different way. This will only change if you, well, what's the solution? This will only change if you are willing to look at it in a different way. Many times that means surrendering or shedding the narrative attached to the painful experience from the past that feels as though it's repeating now. So what's the solution? What's the solution? A, look at it in a different way, but really, really be willing to look at it in a different way. And these program charged Labradorite will acutely boost that process. So when you use it, you will see a truth about something, and at least in the beginning, your mind will feel dumbfounded because it can't compete. What it said was happening or what it wanted to be true is very obviously not true. So one of the goals here is to have you relax through using this piece so that you can use your mind intentionally so that it can serve your human journey, your spiritual journey as a human being, so that it can run your life and focus on getting things done and helping your journey unfold instead of trying to control everything because it knows best. Meaning, our conditioning, as of and after about the age of 7, tends to put us into a fear mode, and we are taught to rely on the mind to fix all our problems. And then we'll go decades and decades and decades and manifest an injury, an illness, disease, something, manifest a shitty relationship or an abusive work dynamic. Or will manifest the loss of resources or the death of loved ones. And the mind will still be in charge. And the mind will go in circles. And then we'll get really shaped by putting in those, reasons why the painful thing happened, and then working to never let it happen again. It isn't a heart-opening exercise if you're, like, life is not a heart-opening exercise if your mind is in charge and you don't open your heart. So part of the deal with a charged Labradorite is to inspire you to see with clarity what is actually happening, the truth of it, not what your mind in its fear mode would like to be true, so that you can move ahead with having your mind serve your whole being. There is something really important here about so far I've said it's about the sixth chakra and seeing through things. Sixth chakra is also where we project vision onto the world around us, which can help, which manifests, what's happening. If the mind is vibrating fear, we attract fear. If it's vibrating hate and anger, we attract hate and anger. If it's vibrating peace and a willingness to observe, then we vibrate very different things to us. We manifest very different things. And it's really important to understand the link between the sixth chakra and the third chakra. Sixth chakra is where the brain is, obviously, and the eyes and the ears, the sense of observation and experiencing that kind of auditory and visual stimuli. The vagus nerve connects the gut to the brain. So there's a physiological and definite energetic, or definite physiological and energetic link between the sixth and the third chakra. So you have gut instinct. Something's not right, your stomach churns. You feel nauseous. Something's not right, you get a headache. You can look for cues in your past and your present. When you get headaches, maybe you don't want to see something. Or maybe you're not sure how to process something, or your brain is trying to keep out intuitive information that you know in your gut is true. So you can look at it, you should look at it, please look at it, in terms of there are two kinds of intuitive truths. One is where you magically see something. The other one is where you feel in your body, in the third chakra, an open or a closeness, a twisting or something like that. A twisting, a turning, a churning, a washing machine kind of turning over itself and churning. These are related. So the next recommendation regarding the charged Labradorite is that you listen to your body. Is that you decide that you're willing and that you're committed to relaxing that linear logical mind so that it serves the rest of you, but so that you can hear more in your body. You can sense and listen to the cues in your body. These charged Labradorite pieces will help that as well. As I've used a charged Labradorite now for, oh my gosh, quite a long time. Last February at the Tucson Gem Show in 2014, I bought a piece that wasn't even a pound. I think. Well, not very much. And I ended up making I cut it into four little pieces. And I played with one. I polished one kind of halfway, and it wasn't the prettiest thing ever, but I was playing with it, and I started to have these acute insights into the patterns behind things. So that's pretty cool. And then I took two, and then I kind of put that one away when I ended up polishing two other little slabs, and I made one for me and made one for my girlfriend. And they're just small handheld things that are easy to put in the pocket. And we've both been using it all the time, having it, with us a lot to see the cause behind a thing. And it's gotten to the point where I can sense the energy that she's saying. And if she's coming from a fear place about something, I can't really engage with it. But that has to do with my intention. So I can't really sometimes understand the words that she's saying, or can't latch on to a concept or respond if it's based in fear, if it's a worry or a complaint or worry and fear. And she's had a similar experience, but when I have a crystal with me all the time, it gets charged. So it's really quickly that I was using this small labradorite piece and it became supercharged. So a few months ago, when I kept being drawn to buy like 55 pounds of rough labradorite, these huge bags on eBay. And I was like, I'm not sure. And Jehudi was like, you want it, you want it. I was like, I mean, yeah, but why? And he said, because you're going to charge him. I said, great. So over the following few months, he was telling me about them. And I was like, well, this structure, this mineral structure, is very different from tiger eye and red jasper. So I went to my girlfriend and I said, will you hold my labradorite piece that's, very similar to the one I gave you at the same time, the small polished pieces. And she definitely felt this activation. And so I said, oh, okay, so it's real, even if it's not involving hematite or jasper, right? That kind of quartz. So I said, okay, yeah, great. And now here we are. I'm sitting in my lap as I'm talking. I'm energetically charging them. But now it's to the point where I can feel the energy of fear or the energy of love, and I can choose not to engage with fear if I don't want to. It's kind of it feels like a superhero power, an intuitive power is what it feels like. But this is what I want to really impress upon you. I have the option, you have the option of how you align that. One way of looking at that is, if you don't have boundaries, you're not going to get information when the time is right. And boundaries are what I'm available to experience, what I won't experience. So get in your body. This is part of the thing about getting in your body and having the sixth chakra work with the third chakra. Get in your body, listen to your body, take cues from your body and your brain, and that will naturally balance upper and lower chakras. It's a really, really great process. Trying to think if there's anything else that I want to cover. I've been channeling most of this, but I've been thinking about it quite a while anyway. So everything that comes to you, assume that there is a cause to it and decide you're open to seeing that cause. Every single thing. And decide to have some peace because you're willing to trust that there are answers. And the other thing regarding the third chakra, simultaneously activated with the sixth, and they have a conversation. Third chakra is where we develop personal power. And this is really where we say yes and no because of who we are. Second chakra would be saying yes and no in terms of relationships and how we're going to experience ourselves with others. Third chakra is where we say no because we have self-respect, or where we say yes because we're engaged in self-care. All guilt, shame, self-judgment, even if it's inspired from outside sources, if we take it on, it's in our third chakras. So recognize that if this third, sixth chakra isn't this link or this pathway doesn't develop easily for you, then there may be things in your third chakra, self-doubt, guilt, shame, regret, self-judgment, self-hatred, that you need to work with intentionally. Again, ask what the cause of that thing is, and you'll be treated to an image, maybe today, maybe next week, but you'll be treated to an image in time if you're open to seeing the cause of it. Then you will. It could be through a dream, could be through a conversation that somebody initiates that seems to have nothing to do with anything, but kind of, if you read between the lines, you're getting an answer from your guides or from life. So I'm going to keep charge. I'm going to turn off the recording, but I'm going to keep charging these. Thanks for your time and energy, and I hope you enjoy using a charged labradorite. I'm really excited to make these available.